Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. It's a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to visit with our good friend Joanne Black, the author of No More Cold Calling. Joanne, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the pitch, the perfect pitch, the one that gets you the business. And as Joanne has been helping us with, this means that the pitch is not about you. It's all about the customer. Joanne, I want you to talk about how what we've been talking about connects to getting referrals. But before we do this, I want to say one thing I'd like on my comment. Folks, the things that Joanne and I have been talking about, how to use the interrogatives, how to ask the non-directive probes, and how people just talk about themselves and how to tell them stories. For some reason, Joanne, this is not a natural state for human beings. Our natural state is to want to talk about ourselves. The things that you and I have been talking about, you have to train people to do these things, don't you?
Absolutely.
They're not gonna show up at work day one knowing how to do this. You've got to train them. You've got to put a lot of effort and training people.
Well, yes, and training doesn't mean, you know, we're going to show up on the web or in a classroom for a day and say thank you. It's not one and done. It's how we can use what we've learned and have the coaching and the skills and the management support from our peers. If we don't have that, we can create our own groups. To continue to test what we do and hold each other accountable, because that's where the difference is.
Right, exactly. Okay, now talk to us about connecting the referrals.
Well, I need to define referrals first. So when you receive a referral, it means you have an introduction. If you just get an call. So when you've been introduced to someone, they want to talk to you and they know why, because your referral source has paved the way. They've told their connection why they really should talk to you and how it will benefit them. That they're, you know, even if this is a resource, they're going to walk away with some tips and tools and ideas they might not have thought of. So right away, the person you're meeting with is not going to put his watch down on the table and say, you have 15 minutes, tell me about yourself. It's a very different kind of conversation, Jim. You know, you come in at a different place. If someone referred me to you, Jim, the first thing we're going to talk about is how do you know this other person?
Right.
And you know, and you know a little bit about me already. And
would you mind telling me a little bit about what John said about me? How it came up that I would that be okay?
Well, typically, if John has referred me to you, Jim, I would have already.
Oh, you know that.
John about that, yeah.
Yeah.
And either written him an email or he might have said, you know, I know you well enough, just to let me talk to Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And but he would have been talking to you in terms of the results that he could get and some of the information I've given him about, you know, what you want to me, because I've used all my resources to look you up and I've asked my referral source about you. So I kind of know where you're coming from when I come in and I have my questions ready.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge difference when you talk about building a relationship, how key that is, and you do asking questions. There is no better way to build relationships than to have a referral introduction. It's all the difference in the world. And we know that when you get that introduction, then when that person wants to meet with you, that you've already earned that trust and credibility. Right, so they don't.
And if you start out as if the referral had never happened, it's going to feel weird to them, and they're not going to. Are they?
No, they're not, and it just makes all the difference in the world. And relationships are why people buy, which you and I know.
Mm-hmm.
And to the person, nobody is building 100% referral business. You know, when I ask people what percent of your business is referral business. Some people can answer that question, some can't.
Mm-hmm.
But even if it's 60-70%, where's the other 30%?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have room for improvement. because we will convert that to a client well more than 50% of the time, and typically 70, 90%
of the time. There's a lot of gold out there waiting to be collected in the form of referrals, isn't there?
Certainly is.
And way too many people are not taking advantage of that.
Well, they're not.
Yeah.
And so I give another tip to people is to look at your current clients and even past ones. And we always know more than one person in a client organization.
Right.
So who are you best? We leave them untapped.
That's right. Those are the people to go after. Hey, Joanne, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job as always.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Black, ladies and gentlemen, no more cold calling. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.